And we have our guest. It's good to see him once again. We always see him at Army, Navy. It is Nate Boyer, the Renaissance man himself. And Nate, good to see you again. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh, good.
Just trying to peek over at your phone here and see what you're checking out here.
Yeah, we got a little tie game here, Croatia and Brazil.
Oh, boy.
Going. We're going to go to penalties here in about 5 minutes unless someone else scores. For those of you who don't know Nate Boyer, fantastic story about a guy who served in our military and played for the Texas Longhorns, the NFL as well. Let's just go back a little bit. Green Beret, you know, I grew up, I'm in my 50s, so it was the John Wayne movie and everything. So
right.
what got you into, what was your thing like, I want to be that guy?
Oh, man. It was really... Post 9/11, I was sort of drifting and trying to figure out who I wanted to be, what I wanted to do. And the military wasn't something I thought seriously about. I was saving my money up and I was backpacking around the world, kind of doing some different things and come back, work, save up, leave again, you know. And eventually ended up doing some relief work in the Darfur, in the region between Sudan and Chad. And,
wow.
It really changed my life, you know, and it was just like these people were so generous and, you know, had really tough circumstances and amount of oppression they were dealing with. And I just thought, you know what, when I come back, I'm going to join the military and, you know, fight for those who can't fight for themselves. And I found out about the Special Forces and the Green Berets. The motto was De Oppresso Liber, which meant to free the oppressed. Hmm. And it just sort of spoke to me. And then I read more about their mission. And, yeah, they're doing the Rambo and John Wayne stuff. Which is part of the mission, absolutely. But also there's like a humanitarian side of it too, where they call it foreign internal defense, where you're living with, training, fighting alongside, in this case, Afghans and Iraqis. And they kind of become your brothers in arms as well. And that just really appealed to me because it was like, all right, at least I know what I'm doing over here is engaged with the people that live here and we're helping to try and, you know, build something that they can defend on their own, sustain. Obviously, it didn't work. It's not an easy job. Lack of resources and all other things. But I just, since we're touching on this real quick, I do want to say that I hope everybody out there that did serve, did go over there, doesn't feel like it was a waste, and understands that you did everything you could. And the people that live there, many of them very very much appreciate that. And I know the people at home obviously appreciate you guys. Mm-hmm. Going and fighting for that and defending our freedom. But, you know, the fact that you were trying to defend other peoples as well in other countries is something very honorable and admirable, even if it didn't shake out result-wise, as we all hoped.
We just have about a minute and a half here, but you climbed Mount Kilimanjaro with a wounded vet to raise money to clean water wells in Tanzania. You're like an Albert Schweitzer who also knows how to use an M4.
Yeah, I'm always searching for the next purpose and like something. I love challenges that have a service element to them, and so climbing Kili and to raise money for clean water wells was something that just was really.
You can
up
only
my
call
alley.
It Kili if you've climbed it.
Yeah, exactly. And that was through an organization called Water Boys that was started by Chris Long, who played for the Eagles here in Philly for a bit. And, pretty amazing stuff. Pretty amazing guy. Pretty amazing foundation and organization. And another one that I'm passionate about is MVP, which stands for Emerging Vets and Players. And I co-founded that with Jay Glazer, and we bring together combat vets and former pro athletes and help them find purpose and identity when they lose the uniform. And that's where the movie comes in. I directed my first movie about 2 years ago. It's out now. It's called MVP, and it's about the genesis of that. So if you want to learn more about Emerging Vets and Players, go to Amazon Prime, go to Apple TV, go watch the movie. It's available everywhere streaming, video on demand. And the cool part about the film and the organization is like everything we're doing is as a group with vets and athletes. So even in the movie where we're telling our story of how MVP started, every veteran played on screen is played by an actual vet, including Dan Loria, who was the dad on The Wonder Years.
Yeah, he sat down with me last year on The Intrepid. Yeah.
He's the man, and he was a Vietnam vet. And then all the athletes like Tony Gonzalez and Randy Couture and Michael Strahan, Howie Long, all these guys are in the movie telling their own stories and really a part of MVP, Emerging Vets and Players, the organization. So go check that movie out so you can learn more about who we are and the narrative we're kind of trying to change here about us being sort of hopeless and having peaked at the height of our career in the military or on the sports field, because there's just so much more for us to give and so many more opportunities for these men and women to keep serving and keep living at the highest level.
Mm-hmm. It's a great message, being that we are on the American Forces Radio Network as well. I wish we had more time. Good to see you again.
Yeah, you too, brother. Go Army.
Nate Boyer, everybody. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll come on back on Sports Byline.